Welcome to hour number three of Rosie on the House. It's the 9 o'clock hour. This is where it's completely open line for you, the listener, to participate, ask your question about anything relating to your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It's also on the homepage. It's on every page of our newly designed website that launched early August of last year, along with the email address. If you've got a picture you'd like to get into the studio to help describe or communicate the problem that you're having, it's right there as well. info@rosieonthehouse.com. And you can text in as well at 411-923. That's 411-923. That's how you communicate with the studio, and we'll do our best to answer your questions, your homeowner-related questions. And if we don't have the answer, that's what our referral network is for. We spend a lot of time screening contractors in the service industry and businesses that benefit the Arizona homeowner and put them on our website at rosieonthehouse.com for you. But what we do not do is what Sherry is asking me to do. You know that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? Well, we can lead you to water, but we can't make you drink. And her question is, I've had two of your air conditioning contractors out, Rheus and Integrity, and their prices are virtually the same. Which one should I go with? Well, I can't tell you that. I have no idea. I wasn't there when they came out. I have no idea what their estimates are. I have no idea what your equipment is, what equipment they're recommending to change out. When this happens, what we tell people, go with whichever one you like the best. That's all you can do. They're on the website, so they've been screened, at least 5 years in business, licensed, bonded, insured, background checked. We have a third-party guild quality that we use for our screening process. If they're on the website, they've signed the code of ethics, they've signed the complaint resolution policy. So if something, God forbid, ever goes wrong, there's a system in place to help get the problem remedied as fast as we can. But we can't sit there and tell you, you choose this one over that one or that one over this one. If they're they're obviously pretty comparable because they came in at the same price. Again, just go whichever one you liked the best when they came. Another email that came in this week that was interesting. I haven't covered this one in a long time, so I grabbed it. But Eric has had the stucco around his windows replaced recently. They had to pull back the stucco, get all the way down to the flashing, and reflash it. That's a very common problem. People think their windows are leaking, but it's not. It's the flashing around their windows, and it's a problem very susceptible to wood-framed homes that then have styrofoam and chicken wire and stucco. Stucco is not a waterproof product by any means. In fact, it can be very absorbent of moisture. And not that paint, your final protecting product against the elements, is a waterproof material by any means, but a good fresh coat of paint will help shed the water a lot faster. And so that can be critical in the components of this style of building. And this is why we always recommend building in masonry concrete units at all times possible. But anyway, he wants to know, how long do I need to wait until I can paint it? And it, he was told 4 to 6 weeks, and I'll tell you, that's pretty close, Eric. It's pretty warm right now, pretty early, so it may, the pH level, that's what you're waiting for it to get under a certain number. And they actually sell kits, and we recommend you get them to actually test the moisture content of the wall. It needs to be at a certain level. It, on a concrete floor, it's really easy. You just take a Tupperware bucket, and you put it upside down on the flat concrete surface, and when there's no more condensation inside the bucket, well, then your concrete's ready for the next application. On a stucco wall where it's not a completely smooth, flat finish, you can't just tape a Tupperware bucket on the side all those little pores in the stucco is going to let air in and out, and it's not going to give you an accurate reading. So you can get a test meter. Then that will tell you when your stucco is ready to be painted. He wants to know if we should prime it. Yes, anytime a new surface is being painted, a primer is always, 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 always recommended. You don't need to primer existing paint. And the paint that has a primer in it, most professionals will tell you, doesn't do nearly as good a job as a product just designed for priming and another one for paint. So go ahead and use a good primer, especially on an exterior application where you're meeting existing painted stucco surface, a new stucco surface, and then whatever your caulking material is to meet your window trim, prime it before you apply your paint coating. And you will probably end up painting your entire home. I don't know how old it is or how old the existing paint job is, but the wear and fading of your existing paint job is going to stick out like a sore thumb when you put that new product on. It doesn't matter if it's a year old and you think it's brand new and looks great, you will be able to tell and see the old paint versus the new paint. That's just the reality. So good luck. Appreciate the call in. We had a lot of people respond to the apps Rosie had mentioned last week. In particular, that Valspar one was very popular. And I will tell you, you can always find the information we talk about at rosieonthehouse.com, whether it's in our show archives, our do-it-yourself question and answer database. Real quick, it is Valspar Pick a Paint was one of them. Then there's Valspar Exterior, and they are both owned by their parent company, Voice of Color. I'm sorry, PPG, which has their own app, Voice of Color, which is actually my favorite. It helps. They've got this test you take. They ask all kind of strange questions and make you do color matching. But then, based on your answers, they give you a range of color suggestions, and that really helps narrow down the 9,000 different varieties and shades of white that exist that you can pick from. All of that, again, you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. These are emails that have come in, so that means you're already right there on the website, which means you're just no more than three clicks away from finding the information you're looking for. We have it all broken down by geographic region, along with the category of the industry. So just select those options and sort through your filtered answers, and you'll get it right there. It's pretty. We try and make it as easy as possible. We've got some new, really fun functionality that we've added to the search terms that has really helped us in getting the search results more and more and more relevant down to exactly what you're looking for. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, and it's ongoing, but that's why we show up every Saturday morning to help develop that tool, develop the resources, and develop the relevant content for you to have the highest possible quality of life that you can afford and maintain and keep here in the great state of Arizona. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. APS sent an email earlier this week that hit my inbox. I am an APS customer, as 60% of the state is. And even if you don't directly pay APS, in a lot of cases, they're buying whatever co-op you're getting it from is buying their power from APS. And I'm not knocking APS here. I'm not. They're sending a warning for a scam. But the scam, they say, is, quote, highly sophisticated phone scam. So when you hear highly sophisticated phone scam, what do you think? Yeah, I think of something a little bit more than somebody that calls you and says, call this 800 number and give them money or your power is going to get shut off. That sounds like just about as old a scam as I've heard of since I've been in the industry. So APS will never ask customers who pay by credit card, I'll read it verbatim just so you understand. Call the APS Care Customer Center immediately if you've heard this. APS does not ask for credit card information over the phone, and we do not request alternate forms of payment such as money pack and we never threaten immediate termination of power service. If you're getting a threatened letter of shutoff from APS, it's you've missed six or seven other forms of communication they've tried to reach you at. Their customer care center is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if you're getting that, don't fall for it. It is a third-party scam. And that's a shame. You'd think as much effort as these scammers put into ripping you off, they could put just as much effort into a legitimate business and probably make more money. It's a mindset I don't understand. But what can I say? That's why we always advise our listeners to go with your gut. If something's telling you it's not right, there's a reason for that. So, Rosie and Jennifer celebrating their 38th year anniversary today, and they're doing that in Portland, Oregon. Nothing really unique to that as a destination for him. Rosie had consulting work that he did for Remodelers Advantage, a group that he's been part of for, he's been on air for 28 years, so he's been part of Remodelers Advantage for 30 years, and he was there. I have a brother, William T-Boy. A lot of y'all have heard him on the air, longtime listeners. He's the plumber of the family, and he's actually doing furniture restoration, so they spent a couple extra days to visit T-Boy and spend a little R&R for the well-deserved for their 38th wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Mom and Dad. They'll be back next Saturday, and I don't know what we're talking about next Saturday, but it'll get here soon enough.